myhealthandliving.com, natural remedies for life. Hello, I'm David Cummings, also known as Healthy Dave. My Health and Living is all about natural health measures to live a healthy life, along with alternative natural remedies to help you avoid sickness, heal your ailments, and maintain a youthful state. This week's show is all about the curse of the artificial sweeteners, and everyone says just to get off sugar, as it is not good for you, and replace it with an alternative. But what they fail to say is that the most popular artificial sweeteners on the market today are absolute poison. We can delve further into this alarming topic and help you make you aware of what is in these concoctions. This show is all about discussing the real truths, embracing the principles of health, and sharing real, healthy living tips for you and your whole family, without the hype of selling popular products just for the sake of a buck. This means that even we say unpopular things about certain products, medicines, and other so-called health alternatives, then we will speak about them. This means that it is including alternatives for sugar as well. And these may include aspartame, saccharin, xylitol, phenylalanine, and even stevia. Now, whilst we are not doctors, trained health practitioners, and we do not give medical advice, but we do have the right to voice our opinion and share our great health tips and healthy methods that have worked for thousands of years. Now, let's get into the curse of the artificial sweeteners and their alarming, poisonous facts. Artificial sweeteners are not necessary in most foods. Food should taste nice by itself, or enhanced with salts to bring out its own natural flavors. There are alternatives to artificial sweeteners as well, and we'll go through these a little later in the show. The problem today is that we have grown accustomed to sweets. The Western society diet includes too many sweets. And if it's not coated in sweets or flavors or sugars or this or that, then people just don't really want to eat it. And the problems associated with too much sugar, of course, pancreas overload and insulin production problems, which can lead to diabetes and other major problems as well. And it is a constant battle in the body to balance things up. So just remember that everything we do and everything that we eat has consequences to our body as well. Everything that we put into our mouth can have a reaction to our body. And if it's not straight away, then it may be in the future. It may be in the distant future. It may be in another year or so. So don't fool yourself. We need to realize that it will affect you eventually. Now, whilst not everybody likes honey or other natural sweet alternatives, we should move towards perhaps weaning ourselves off the sweet tooth foods that we always seem to consume. Now, without looking at the problems associated with the sugars and sugar highs, etc., let's look now at these alternatives on the market today to sugars, and they can cause some real problems. First on the list we have is aspartame. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener used in diet soda pops and soft drinks, and in over 6,000 other sugar-free or diet products around. Their chemicals are very, very dangerous. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener used in diet sodas or diet soft drinks, and in over 6,000 other sugar-free or diet products. And they are very, very dangerous. It is primarily made up of aspartic acid and phenylalanine. And the phenylalanine is synthetically modified, form into methanol. And this affects our cells, because in humans, the methyl alcohol travels through the blood vessels into sensitive areas, such as the brain, and are loaded with alcohol dehydrogenase, if I said that correctly, which converts methanol into formaldehyde. And since there is no protective barriers present, the formaldehyde is free to cause enormous damage in your tissues. Now, if you watch some of these CSI shows on television, they discuss formaldehyde, and formaldehyde is one of those things that they used to preserve dead things, preserve tissues. So, are you really pickling your own body? It's not good. So, how is aspartame made? Well, as early as 1999, aspartame was exposed as a toxic sweetener. It was made by genetically modified bacteria. And according to independent papers at the time, it is one of the largest health threats in the world today. And that is artificial sweeteners and genetically modified organisms. Now, remember the push a few years ago about banning genetically modified foods here and there? Well, the thing is that it's still going on. It's just that people aren't really aware or pushing that barrow so hard. Don't be fooled, they're still genetically modifying foods, and they're still changing the chemical balance. It's alarming that genetically modified ingredients have found their way into many of our foods despite the research. And so how is aspartame made? Well, as early as 1999, aspartame was exposed as a toxic sweetener. It was made by genetically modifying bacteria. And according to the independent papers of the time, one of the largest health threats in the world today is artificial sweeteners. And of course, the genetically modified organisms. And if you remember, a little while ago, a few years back, there was a lot of push on genetically modified foods and the problems associated with it. Now, this seems to have gone by the wayside a little bit, but don't be fooled, this is still going on today. They're still genetically modifying, chemically lacing foods. And the ultimate way to take a stand against these genetically modified food is simply don't purchase it. Look at what the ingredients are, and if it says any of these issues, aspartame, genetically modified foods, genetically modified chemically laced foods, then don't purchase it. I got a lot of this information from the naturalsociety.com/1999 investigation finds aspartame is made with genetically modified bacteria. Now, the process of genetically modifying foods is that it leads to unpredictable consequences. When manipulating the very genetic coding of an organism, we can just open Pandora's box. It is foolish to think that we're going to be eating foods and not have some sort of adverse reaction. We are going to be eating chemically laced foods and doing ourselves harm, whether it be now or in the future. Now, genetically modified foods have already been linked to sterility, infant mortality, and lots of allergies. And studies have shown that the men who have consumed these and too many diet sodas or soft drinks in one day have the risk of developing multiple myelomas and non-Hodgkin's lymphomas as well, all because of aspartame and what's in there. So we have to be very, very careful. So I urge you, look at the packaging of your foods that you're eating and read it. And if it says aspartame, then don't eat it. Avoid it. Which brings us on to the next point, which is saccharin. If you see the packaging of foods and it says saccharin in there as well, then do not eat it. The reason is this is even worse than aspartame. Now, here is some alarming news that in a study published in the journal Appetite, it was found that compared with sucrose, which is regular table sugar, saccharin and aspartame cause greater weight gain in adult rats than the weight gain from unrelated or caloric intake from sugars. The underlying mechanism was not determined. Now that is a worry because they can't determine exactly what it is. However, what is saccharin? What if I ask you to eat some coal tar? You know, coal. The coal tar that they break down and burn to cause electricity and stuff. Would you? Probably not. It sounds horrible, doesn't it? After all, you have to be crazy knowingly consuming something like this. It's just crude. But what if you knew that it was super sweet? In fact, 700 times sweeter than sugar. Would you still eat it then? And you'd probably still say no. But you've got to realize that saccharin, which is derived from coal tar, not only is laced in thousands upon thousands of products of sweet foods around the country and around the world, it is dished up every day. So although you might not willingly go and eat coal tar, if you eat some sort of saccharin product, then that's exactly what you're eating. It's everywhere and it needs to be avoided. It is a poison, it's toxic. So saccharin is commonly manufactured by combining anthralic acid, used among other things for corrosive agents in metals, and nitric acid, sulfur dioxide, and chlorines and ammonia. Chlorine and ammonia. It's deadly poison. So avoid it at all costs. Do not eat it, and do not feed anything with saccharin to your family members. And you might say, well, should all the foods be regulated by a governing body like the FDA or the Food and Drug Administrators of America? Well, they control a lot of food products, and they also, dare I say, turn a blind eye or don't regulate all foods properly. In 2010, saccharin was taken off nearly every carcinogenic list from the US Department of Health and Human Services, which means that it wasn't listed as a toxic substance for human consumption anymore. Now, this is a real problem because it's known carcinogenic. So by eating it, you're really eating a toxic carcinogenic, and you don't want to be doing that. Honestly, it might taste sweet, but it ain't good for you. Phenylalanine. Phenylalanine is directly coupled up with aspartame, and it's an amino acid that comes in three forms. But I don't believe that all these forms are safe for human contact. They also use it in the treatment of diseases, not just for sweeteners. And these diseases are depression, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, Parkinson's disease, chronic pain, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, alcohol withdrawal symptoms, and skin diseases as well. But what they don't tell you is having too much phenylalanine in your body can cause adverse reactions, and it can cause real problems. There's a risk for pregnancy as well. You can get birth defects from having too much phenylalanine. So experts really recommend that if you are going to have a baby, that you don't have any phenylalanine products whatsoever for at least 20 weeks before even getting pregnant. Now, this really shows that it is a problem. The side effects associated with phenylalanine include nausea, heartburn, headaches, anxiety, hyperactivity, and the jittery feeling. I know when people do drink diet drinks with too much phenylalanine in them, they do get all jittery. They get nauseous, their heart flutters, and they think, oh, gee, something's wrong. They don't quite feel right. And that is because of the phenylalanine. You've got to steer clear of, firstly, phenylalanine, aspartame, and saccharin. Steer clear of all of these things. And there's a great article on that on the website, which is livestrong.com/article/363926. What are the side effects of phenylalanine, aspartame? That was a great article. Now, these are only three of the major food additives or sweeteners out there, and there's bound to be heaps more, which you should definitely steer clear of. And it really makes you think. We're going to take a short break, and stay tuned for more natural alternatives, which are a lot better for you.
Discover whether you have a fat-burning kitchen or a fat-storing kitchen. This little secret can not only save you hundreds of dollars, but also kilograms of excess unwanted fat too, all by what's in your food cupboard. Secure your copy today at www.whathealthfood.com/fatburnkitchen. This is for a limited time only. Remember, it's the Fat Burning Kitchen. www.whathealthfood.com/fatburnkitchen. Download your copy.
Welcome back. We're going to be looking at three other major alternative sweeteners out there which are considered natural, which seem to be a lot better for you with a lot less problems than the others that we mentioned before. Xylitol is a natural occurring alcohol found in most plant material, including many fruits and vegetables, and it is extracted from birch wood to make medicines. Xylitol is widely used as a sugar substitute in a lot of sugar-free chewing gums, mints, and other candies and lollies. However, you've got to be careful because it has a supposed safe dosage rate and supposedly a excessive dosage rate. So they're suggesting, or the experts suggest, that you can have up to about 50 grams per day and you should avoid higher doses. But really, does that mean that everyone can have 50 grams of xylitol in their diet every day? Does it really mean that it's not going to have any side effects whatsoever? I would probably think not. So they also recommend that if you're on this product, xylitol, that you should avoid it in long periods of time of more than 3 years. You could also have other effects as well, and it may even cause tumors if you are on it for extended periods of time. It could cause diarrhea and indigestional gases, and it is probably safe for children as a medicine, up to about 20 grams per day. But it said there, probably safe for children is not good enough in my view. So I would probably steer clear of xylitol if you're at all unsure of how you will react. Right, another one that other people seem to recommend a lot is called stevia. Stevia is another sweetener, and it is a bit of a herb that comes in powdered or liquid form, and it is a great choice over the artificial sweeteners out there. It can be used in coffee, oatmeal, and other mineral waters to boost the flavors. It is chemical and toxin-free, however, it does react to different people in different ways. It is a plant straight out of South America. Stevia has been used in South America as a sweetener or an alternative to sugars for hundreds of years. But it still has other side effects as well. And I say may, not everyone reacts to this the same. Stevia is also used as a weight loss aid and treating diabetes, high blood pressures, and heartburns. Some people who take stevia instead of sugars can actually suffer from bloating or nausea, and other people have reported feeling of dizziness and muscle pain or numbness. And they say that if you have diabetes and you take stevia, then you need to monitor your blood sugar closely and report any findings to your healthcare provider because it could affect the way you actually process your insulin levels in your body. So I'm still not totally comfortable about trying some of these sweeteners from other herbs or plants which may react funny to your body. I would probably prefer to stick to more natural products which haven't been tampered with and generally have no side effects whatsoever. That's my view, and it is certainly the way that a lot of people should be going, the natural or the raw way of going with foods, and especially with sugars. Right, we're up to that time of the show where we're going to reveal the answer to last week's question. Now, last week's question was, what health food is sticky, full of enzymes, helps protect open wounds, and is antibacterial and has been used for centuries for medicinal purposes? And the answer, of course, is raw honey. It is considered the best sweetener, and it is full of healing enzymes that is 100% natural. It can raise your blood sugar levels as well. And it is very, very reassuring to know that raw honey can actually promote good health, and it is good to know that raw honey is actually raw. It is a great healthy alternative. Now, not everyone loves honey as a sweetener, but as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, it is probably a great idea that we start to wean ourselves off sweetness anyway. So, right, let's consider this week's question. Which hormones are released when walking or working out? So just repeating, what hormones are released in our bodies when we walk or when we work out? And we're going to reveal the answer in next week's show, so stay tuned. Just a reminder that if you like our show, then join us on Facebook at www.fb.com/myhealthandliving. And you can also follow us on youtube.com/healthydaveC. And be sure to join our special subscribers list at myhealthandliving.com/free report, where you can download your free healthy eating and nutrition guides. They are packed with information and will really, truly help you out. It seems like there is a movement towards raw foods and the natural way of living lately, and I'm very proud to be part of this movement. I live in a small community and a lot of people around us are talking about it. So they're looking towards moving into the natural realm and moving towards raw foods, which is great to see. Right, well, next week we're going to be talking about the massive benefits of walking for health. And it's going to be a great show because we're going to delve right into what the body does and how it does it and what it can do for you. If you have enjoyed the show, then don't forget to pass it on to your Facebook friends or on Twitter as well. Thank you for being part of the show. I really, truly appreciate it. I trust you've got a lot out of it. Thank you so much for listening. And till next time, I'm Healthy Dave.